of man were different, and that one did not spring forth from the other. They were different intentions, you see. And when scientists try to clump it all together and say one came from one, then the religionists or the metaphysicians or whoever they are, the karmic cop-outers, then want to call one species less evolved than another. And of course they want to put man on the top of the heap. And we want to say, you have all come, all physical beings, from the non-physical intent, and you are all exactly as you have intended to be. So that which you know as man was seen so similar to that which you are in its inception and conception, that that's why the religious people get such a strong foothold, because there's more to it than just that cell-by-cell evolution that the scientists have not been able to hook together. Helpful?
Yes, so would this then imply that, for example, we have the story that man evolved from apes, or some ape-like
ancestor? Well, he didn't.
Ancestor.
Man did not evolve from apes. Ape was a different intent than man. If man had evolved from apes, then there would not be any more apes.
So there were separate creations then of the different species,
different
characterized
intentions.
By different intents.
Different intentions. Different intentions. Do you walk up to your ape friends and say, sorry, buddy. Don't know where you went wrong, but clearly you should have come with the rest of us.
So, if we look at human beings and we go back generation by generation, do we go back to some original human being who was placed here by source, and then the human race continued from that point? Or, because the scientific story is that the ape slowly changed into the human, but if that's not the case, if you go back to the most early ancestor of the humans.
The most early ancestor of the human would not appear to be so different from the human as you think. In other words, we like telling you that the ape really would be you if that were the case. You just can't get around that, you see. We also want to say to you that you want everything to be so literal. You don't yet, and we're not just talking about you, we're talking about most of you. Your perception of all of this is a vibrational interpretation. And you've put all of the places there for the support structure that is necessary for this expanding evolution. But when you turn on your television, you never walk up to the box, boxes are long gone or nearly, and walk around behind it to look for the little people inside. You accept that it is a transmission of vibration that is appearing before you. And we are not here to burst any bubbles, but this physical world in which you live is a vibrational interpretation. And so the reality that seems so real that you want to track it cell by cell is the vibrational extension of thought. And if you can just make that leap, then there are no limits for you. But if you don't make the leap, then you're just an extra good monkey. That's why, haven't you ever wondered, and there seems to be such a vast difference between the approach to life that a poor man might have and that of a very, very rich man.